NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg held talks with Turkey's President, Defense Minister and Foreign Minister. But only details of the last meeting came out. The talks between Stoltenberg and Mevlut Cavusoglu focused on the Turkish military's Operation Olive Branch in northern Syria, the crisis in the country and the fight against terrorism. In a presser after the meeting, Stoltenberg backed Turkey's operation in Syria, which Damascus has openly said is a violation of its sovereignty.
Turkey is a highly valued NATO ally, and Turkey contributes to our shared security, our collective defense, in many different ways. Turkey is important partly because of its geographic location, close to all the turmoil, the violence, Iraq and Syria. And therefore, Turkey is in particular important when it comes to fighting terrorism. No other ally has suffered more terrorist attacks than Turkey, and NATO is present in Turkey to support and help this country. Also, Turkey make, for instance, to our efforts to fight terrorism.
The NATO chief also backed the missile and air strikes by the US, France and Britain on Syria in the weekend. Cavusoglu in turn called for more support from NATO on what he called Turkey's fight on terror in Syria. He also criticized comments by French President Emmanuel Macron, who said on Sunday that the strikes in Syria had separated Russians from the Turks.
Since this visit comes directly after the US, UK and France's attack on Syria, it will help specify the military role of Turkey in Syria, especially with the presence of all those foreign forces, which many of them are members of the NATO. Turkey is a little bit worried that such presence could mean wider military intervention in Syria, which would have a direct impact on it.
Stoltenberg also used the talks with Cavusoglu to mention tensions in northern Syria between Turkey and the U.S. The NATO chief said he accepts this is a crisis that should be addressed through dialogue. The presence of NATO countries in Syria has certainly made the crisis more complicated, and each country seems now to work on its own agenda, regardless of the fact that they are actually fighting on a sovereign country's soil. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.